This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. This is interesting. There's a picture of a man whose whites of his eyes turn blue. This is an older gentleman. And people are going, oh, yeah, he got the tattoo. He got sclera tattooing, which I think is one of the stupidest trends out there. You guys have heard of that, where people are trying to dye the whites of their eyes a different color. One woman made hers purple. It actually looked cool, to be honest, for maybe 2.5 seconds. And then after that, I'm like, all right, where's the white of her eye? And then she almost, I believe, went blind from tattoo ink going into the sclera, the white part of her eye. People think that's the conjunctiva, but the conjunctiva is the layer over the sclera that has the blood vessels that will kind of be injected or look red, you know, after you smoke marijuana or when you cry or have allergies, etc. But a 72-year-old man went to the doctor because the whites of his eyes were turning blue and he didn't tattoo them. He didn't have blurry vision. He didn't have eye pain. But overall, his whites of his eyes were turning blue. Yeah, what's that song? I'm gonna make my brown eyes blue. Is that a song at all? I don't know, I remember that when I was a little kid. Anyway, the man told doctors that his eye color was changing. So the doctors tested his vision, along with other indicators of eye health, and the results were normal. But the eyes, then if you look at them, and this is being reported by Fox News, they look bluish. I mean, to me, it looks like Venus. It looks like a venous sort of, I don't want to say injection. We use that term for, blood, arterial vessels, but so it just looks like a dilated vein. So it looks like bruise. It looks like his eyes are bruised to me. But they say it was his medicine that discolored his eyes. This is being published in the New England Journal of Medicine. He told doctors he had been taking this medication called minocycline as a treatment for his inflammatory arthritis for 15 years. And it's an antibiotic that we use to treat bacterial infections, but sometimes we use it for rheumatoid arthritis or other anti-inflammatory effects. Now, I bring this up because remember how I told you many of you guys take a Z-Pak when you're sick and you feel better? So you tell the doctor, look, it was bacterial because it took an antibiotic and it worked. And a lot of bronchitises or infections that you guys are using the Z-Pak for may actually not be bacterial. It may be viral. And so years ago, I suggested that maybe there's some anti-inflammatory properties to that antibiotic. That maybe there's something about taking an antibiotic or the Z-Pak or any of them that just seems to calm things down a bit. And so it's true. Minocycline, doxycycline, which we use for people with rosacea, that skin eruption, inflammation people get during the spring. So I think antibiotics have anti-inflammatory effects. Nobody, though, I believe, is really, really super studying it. But in this particular case, a side effect of minocycline will discolor your skin, eyes, fingernails, teeth, gums, scar tissue, and the whites of your eyes. Now, back in 2016, there was a study of 300 patients taking this for these prosthetic joint infections, people with a new joint. And they found that half of the patient had some sort of skin discoloration after 5 years. And 3% had a discoloration in the whites of their eyes. So they don't know if it's a metabolite or a byproduct or the drug being broken down. And there may be some insoluble complex, something that it'll form with melanin. So then you start pigmenting the eyes because melanin is responsible for your freckles and for your tanning, etc. And so they think maybe that's what's going on. Is it permanent? Yeah, it can be. Can be permanent or it can be transient. So doctors told the man to stop taking the minocycline to see if his eye color would improve. And so he switched to a different drug for his inflammatory arthritis called methotrexate. Unfortunately, his sclera didn't change in color. It was just blue. To me, it looks like veins. It just has this bluish color, like he had a collapsed vein, kind of like a hemorrhoid is a collapsed vein, you know, making it bluish. That's just me. But the reason why I bring this up is, one, I found it very fascinating, you know, somebody's eyes turning blue. And two, it just kind of reminds us that some of these medicines we take for granted can have some very, very, very weird side effects. And I, you know, be on the lookout for that. And, you know, people will say, oh, you know, I'm coming down with this, or I'm coming down with this. And, you know, they may be taking something over the counter, or they may be taking their brother's medication, and they don't realize that there could be something with that. So, all right, see, I taught you guys something today. All right, what are we going to talk about? Oh, we got a lot to talk about. Shay Ross, a certified medical marijuana agent, will be joining us in a few minutes to kind of break down what are the different strains and what they're used for. For those of you that are, you know, kind of diving into that and trying to learn what you could learn. So that'll help. The E. coli outbreak has now expanded to 16 states. It is tied to romaine lettuce. Chopped romaine lettuce. This isn't the first time those of us that buy packaged lettuce or packaged vegetables are having issues. Junk food has been linked to arthritis. Junk food. Now, a lot of us eat junk food. We think, well, no, we're going to a restaurant, but many of them use the same preservatives as, you know, junk food. So we could be making ourselves more arthritic than we think. And how many of you guys have lost a couple teeth already? They say if you lose two or more teeth in middle age, you are more likely to get heart disease. But if you only lost one tooth, you're probably okay. Now, I'm not talking about somebody punching you in the mouth. I'm talking about where you just had a tooth fall out. And I guess, you know, the science behind it is you're not getting good blood flow. If you're not getting good blood flow to the mouth, there's probably a good chance you're not getting good blood flow to other parts of the body. Many human brains have been implanted in mice. Many human brains implanted in mice, little pin-sized brains. And they found that it improved those that could be affected by stroke. Very cool. And then people are pretty proud of themselves for dropping the number of prescriptions of opioids. Apparently opioid prescriptions dropped in every state last year. But did opioid deaths drop? No. So don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking medical marijuana. 1-877-DR-ELLY. Don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, Are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, Brad, and Jason who are working the dials today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you guys know that on air, I make fun of the British a lot. Not to be mean. I have family who are British. I'm jealous of them. And so for the next 10 minutes, I'm not going to make fun of the British, because we have one of my favorite people in the world, Shay Donovan Ross, joining us. He is a certified medical marijuana agent who is going to help us weed through, no pun intended, all these different marijuana strains that people are buying. And there's a whole variety of names, like, you know, Red Dragon, and I think there's even a Dr. Dahlia strain that makes your hair look funny. So, Shay, thank you for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Dahlia. It's a pleasure to be on the air with you.
I love your accent. I love it so much. Well, the honor is all mine. So, you know, a few days ago, I tried to teach my listeners, and very poorly, I might add. I mean, they left the show more confused than ever, about the different types of marijuana strains of the plants. Can you give us a brief overview?
Yeah, certainly. I certainly can. You know, as you know, marijuana has become more widely accepted, of course, now. It's been recognized for the medical benefits, which are phenomenal. And those really vary widely. Anything from pain management, antibiotic, antibacterial, anti-epileptic, for individuals with seizure, muscle spasms, PTSD. And then, of course, the three different types of weed all harbor all those different benefits individually within themselves. So speaking specifically about what's kind of known as the indica sativa and the CBD style of strains. Indica strains, you know, some of the popular names you've heard of can be like a Lavender Jones, Purple Kush. Any of those strains, you hear that Kush in, it's probably been hybrid or it's been crossed over with another indica strain. Romulan is a great strain, one of my favorites. They also have indica strains that are high in CBD as well. One of the famous Israeli strains is Avi Dekel. That's sold in Washington, throughout California, Nevada as well. Really, really highly beneficial strain because it's actually a CBD-based strain that just leans over to being an indica-based dominant. Indica and strains are going to be like... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And Shay, not to interrupt you, but you know, to recap for my listeners, the CBD component, this cannabidiol, is the one that's more... that's less psychoactive, whereas the THC component is more psychoactive and euphoric. And so a lot of the Israelis or Israeli companies have been working on products that pull out the CBD, which would kind of make sense where this Avi, I don't know what the name was you had just said, this Avi strain was higher than in CBD.
Yeah, and the body has 85, at least 85 cannabinoids, and that it's able to take in and receive. Now, THC and CBD are the most famous, but just as you've said, THC has been taken out by this Israeli firm, Tilikum, and Avi Dekel is the strain. And what they've been able to do is they've been able to wholeheartedly take out almost all of that THC and leave it with just CBD, which is, again, as you've noted, not psychoactive at all. And the benefits from it have been immense. This is the most far-reaching. It has CBD percentages upwards of 16, 17, 18, 20% even, and it's breaking barriers across industry. On the norm, it's hard to come across CBD strains, even ones that are branded specifically for CBD, anywhere above 7 or 8. So what the Avi Dekel strain really does is really kind of out of this world, really kind of sets the bar really high. Another great CBD strain, Charlotte's Web, is, you know, really known for its seizures. And then for individuals who can handle the THC component and the psychoactive aspect a little bit, you know, because CBD does enhance the benefits that gives you as well, there's actually a strain called 1-to-1, just as in reference point to the ratio.
That's wonderful. You know, we're talking to Shay Donovan Ross, who's a medical marijuana agent and certified that can kind of break this down. You know, I noticed some of the prescription medications out there, like Sativex. I think the Sativex is sold by prescription in the UK. It's not available yet, I don't believe, in the United States. But what's interesting with Sativex, it's, I believe, comes from the sativa plant. And the sativa plant has a higher THC ratio. So I'm wondering if maybe all the effort to pull out the THC may not be as advantageous if we see other pharmaceutical companies want to harbor the THC ratio.
I'm actually really happy you touched on that because it's very, very true. You know, going back to Avi Dekel, you know, it's really great for individuals who can't take the THC because as great as the properties are for that, if you're an individual with, you know, bad anxiety, you know, a sativa strain could easily set that off. It could inhibit bouts of paranoia. And, you know, they've known since they did a review in the New England Medical Journal, I think it was like in the early 70s, 72, 73, that found that THC had all of those wonderful medical benefits as well. You know, a lot of individuals, myself as well, I started taking Marinol in lieu of taking albuterol for asthma that I've had, which has done, you know, wonders. You know, THC as a whole is amazing with increasing lung flow and increasing dilation of the lungs. You know, it's something hopefully that we can get off the anti-doping agency's ban on drugs that they have for athletes because of some of those benefits and properties that they have. And I mean, the list goes on and on as well, you know, not just with bronchodilation, but with functions for Alzheimer's patients. Massive benefits for individuals with pain management and muscle spasms as well. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I think Snoop has made very famous the glaucoma, the eye benefits, the releasing eye pressure, you know, behind the eyes as well, the ocular benefits.
So, you know, when the average person who is naive or novice to these types of strains, when they walk into a dispensary, how do they, luckily there's people behind the counter that can help them, but what's the training of the people behind the counter in these medical dispensaries?
You know, truth be told, even my title, the training is not extensive enough to where you have to know all the different benefits. So I'm glad you asked that question. You know, for the common individual out there, when you're going out there and you're looking for strains in market and you're looking at them at your local dispensary or wherever you get them, if you grow your strains, whatever method you utilize, the smells can always exhibit key characteristics to the benefits that those strains are going to have in particular. CBD strains like Ivy Deck will have a very, very strong cherry odor that's brought on by them, as well as the different other character physical traits of the plant, the chemical compositions, such as the terpenes that are in them. Pain management goes along with myrcene, a terpene. It's a great analgesic, and that exhibits a very mango's fruity kind of a smell. Bronchodilation, like I was speaking of, a lot of those plants are sativa-based. They're going to be very piney-based. They contain that terpene pinene that exhibits that pine-flavored smell. So you can always kind of look to those different smells right off the bat. And then also when you're looking at the flowers themselves and the physical makeup of them, you're going to notice that your indica leaves, they're going to be very wide. They're going to be very, very dense, whereas your sativa, they're going to be kind of slender now, not as dense, kind of fluffy. And that's always a good telltale sign as well.
Right, knowing what the leaves look like. So, you know, it's no secret. I suffer from irritable bowel. What would be a really good strain or brand for me?
So irritable bowel is something gastrointestinal. You're going to want to go with something that has CBD and THC, but also something that has THCV. THCV is going to be found in a strain such as 1-to-1. Another strain is Fire Angel. It's going to be very high in, that's done by Green Life Productions. I know in Nevada, there's other manufacturers based on whatever region that you're in because of how federal law prohibits the interaction between the states and the jurisdictions at this time. And you're also going to want to look for THCA. A lot of individuals, I've had patients come in, they have problems with Crohn's disease, so they're going to want something that has, you know, high anti-inflammatory, really great for that gastrointestinal issues as well. And, you know, a strain that I would recommend for that's probably going to be a Lavender Jones. That actually is an indica base that exhibits a plum or pomegranate smell. So for your case, it's something to that degree. And the indica, what's great is it really helps you sleep at night. And that Lavender James also exhibits some decent CBD D and CBG properties as well, other cannabinoids that really, really well received by the human system.
Wow. Well, Shay, do you have a Twitter handle or LinkedIn? If anybody has questions, is there a place they could reach you, or do you want them to come through me?
You certainly can. I'm on Instagram. It's my Instagram handle is at GQ. It's going to be Golf Quebec Black Jew. And that's that. And I also have a YouTube channel as well, Smoking with Shay, where we've just kind of got it into episodes. We're going to be going much more in depth on what those specific strains do and the specific benefits.
Love it. Send me the link and I'll post it. Shay, you were awesome. I can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much for joining us. Cheers.
Thank you, Connie, for having me. Cheers, love.
Love. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
This is the Ant Billet. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So they're saying junk food will exacerbate your arthritis and joint pain. And a lot of us have this. I don't care how old you are. Things are aching. You're not moving as easily as you want to. You feel like you need some WD-40 in the joints. Maybe it's because we're eating junk food. And they think it could be the bacteria in our gut that is the driving force behind the inflammation, leading to this wear and tear of the bones that we get. Now, we see this more in overweight people. And we think it's because, well, maybe it's the stress of the joints by being overweight. But this new study published by the University of Rochester Medical Center suggests, no, it's more the gut bacteria, even though losing weight does help you with your arthritis. Now, there's a variety of different types of arthritis. I kind of taught you guys the differences. Osteoarthritis is the main type of arthritis that we all talk about and we all get. That's more of the wear and tear. That's where you start getting degeneration of the cartilage, which is kind of the cushion between the bones. And you may get extra little bony appendages on your bones. You may get bone spurs, things like that, because of the friction and the stress that your joints get when there's not enough of the cushion or the protective layers of cartilage. And so osteoarthritis is the most common type of arthritis. There's other types of arthritis. So there's septic arthritis. That's nasty. Septic arthritis is where you get an infection in the joint. And that you need to treat immediately, and usually with IV antibiotics, because septic arthritis, that could turn bad very quickly. And a sign of septic arthritis would be you have a joint that gets red very quickly. It's very tender. It swells. You have a fever, and you feel really, really sick. Osteoarthritis, the wear and tear arthritis, you usually don't get red. You don't, you know, redness in the area, you usually don't get fevers, and you don't feel sick. It usually just kind of hurts where that joint is. Then we have the inflammatory arthritis, and there's a variety of them. You got rheumatoid arthritis, you have gout. Gout may cause a joint to be red and swollen. You won't get a fever with it. And you will wake up with it, and you'll be like, ow. And as a medical physician, medical provider, even though gout is more common than a septic arthritis, I still have to make sure we're not looking at a septic arthritis. And so what I always do is whenever I have a presumed gout, where you have a toe or you have a knee or you have some body part where you wake up and you don't even want to put your pants on or a sock or shoe on because you don't want anybody near that joint because gout will make you feel that way, I still have to make sure that it's not an infection because septic arthritis could feel that way too. So we will run a blood test, like a blood count. We'll also run a uric acid. Uric acid may be elevated in people with gout. Unfortunately, many times it looks normal when you have a gout attack because the crystals are being utilized for the gout attack to bother the knee. You get that crystallization, so you may not see high blood uric acid levels. But the number one way to diagnose any of this is we tap the knee. We aspirate fluid from the knee so we can take a look at it and see if we see infective components or white blood cells or if we see crystals. So there's a variety of different types of arthritis, but the arthritis we're talking about right now is the osteoarthritis. And this new study from the University of Rochester Medical Center believes that balancing gut bacteria with a prebiotic supplement was able to reverse the symptoms in mice even if they didn't lose weight. Study leader Associate Professor Michael Zusick said cartilage is both a cushion and lubricant, supporting friction-free joint movements. When you lose that, it's bone on bone, rock on rock, it's the end of the line, and you have to replace the whole joint. Preventing that from happening is what we osteoarthritis researchers strive to do, to keep that cartilage. Now, to be honest, the treatments I think we really need to be going for is how to replace our cartilage. You know, remember I told you years ago in England, I think it was Hampshire, where they took a piece of a woman's normal cartilage, grew it out in the lab, and then transplanted it into the knee that needed more cartilage. We never heard what happened. My guess is it didn't work. But that's the type of research we need to be doing. Rather than transplanting somebody else's cartilage, and you have cartilage all over the place, grab some good cartilage, grow it out, and then figure out a way where you could transplant it into the joint. I mean, it seems simple, and I don't see why the body would reject it. It's very, very hard, though, to duplicate nature. So, going back to our gut microbiome and avoiding junk food, the researchers fed mice a high-fat diet, kind of like a Western cheeseburger and milkshake diet. Just 12 weeks of the high-fat diet made the mice obese and diabetic, nearly doubling their body fat percentage compared to mice fed a low diet, low-fat, healthy diet. Their colons, they say, were dominated by pro-inflammatory bacteria and almost completely lacked certain beneficial probiotic bacteria, such as the common yogurt additive Bifidobacteria. I think they misspelled this. Bifidobacteria. And the changes in the gut microbiomes of the mice coincided with the signs of the inflammation. Compared to the lean mice, they found that the osteoarthritis progressed much more quickly than in the obese mice, with nearly all of their cartilage disappearing within 12 weeks of the tear. Now, there is no reason, and I understand mice's life cycle is a lot shorter than ours, but there is no reason why somebody's cartilage should disintegrate like that. But maybe there's a lot of quote-unquote toxins or things the body doesn't like when we get this junk food in us. They say the knee cartilage of obese mice who ate the oligofructose supplement was indistinguishable from that of the lean mice. So prebiotics like this oligofructose cannot be digested by rodents or humans, and they are treats for certain types of beneficial gut bacteria like the bifidobacteria. So the colonies of the bacteria loved this oligofructose supplement, and then it crowded out the bad bacteria that are the pro-inflammatory. That decreased the systemic inflammation, and it slowed cartilage breakdown. They say this oligofructose, I know, let me buy this oligofructose, whatever the hell it is. They said it even made the obese mice less diabetic. Their body weight didn't change. Apparently, they still remained obese, but their joints were healthier. So what does this mean for you or I? Does it mean prebiotics and probiotics will help our joints? I mean, it could, but we are what we eat. And we're eating crap. And when we eat crap, there's so much our body relies on with what comes into our body system, what comes down our gullets, that we need to give our body what it needs. You know, are you guys eating enough vegetables? And if you are eating vegetables, are they really good, hearty, vitamin-packed vegetables? You know, I had a salad yesterday. It was a great salad. I also had carrots and celery. Were they the dark green, leafy, you know, look like they were chocked full of vitamins? I don't know. You know, people say our soils are so depleted that a lot of our vegetables are weaker in that. Still eat the vegetables. Don't use that as an excuse to not. But, am I really getting what I need? Eating salads every day, are you really getting everything? You know, has anybody ever told us what we should actually really have on our salad? Should we have green pepper? Should we have spinach? Should we have broccoli? Should we have cauliflower? Should we have a variety of vegetables that each have different components more than others? Maybe we should. But the average salad we get is romaine lettuce or iceberg lettuce and some salad dressing. And here you and I think we're being like vegetarians and, you know, we're being all good and healthy. Well, yeah, a salad is better than a cheeseburger, but that doesn't mean we're getting the nutrients we need. Now, I'm not that opposed to supplements. I think vitamin supplements out there can help. But I would rather you get it in the form of what the body and the gut microbes can use. And gut microbes do like food. And they like food that they could break down and extrapolate certain things. So we got to keep our bacteria in our body happy. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. So, a lot of you like magic. I love magic. And one of my favorite magicians of all time, David Copperfield. I love David Copperfield. You have got to see his show. When you come out to Las Vegas, you have got to see the David Copperfield show. It is phenomenal. This guy is, I mean, he's a genius. However, he had to defend himself in a lawsuit because a tourist claims that he was seriously injured while taking part in an illusion during a performance back in 2013. He is facing a negligence lawsuit from Gavin Cox. And while in court, the secrets of one of his most famous tricks have been revealed, which can really, really hurt his show. Because most of us believe that he just does it. I know we're not supposed to believe that, but we do. We just think that he is, you know, magical. But magicians have a way, and he's very sexy, by the way. I think David Copperfield is very, very sexy. He's 61 years old. But magicians have a way of just making you think, you know what, I don't even want to think of the science. I don't want to think of the illusion or whatever. He just is doing this. Because, you know, you want the escape. A lot of us just want the escape. Well, unfortunately, somebody got hurt. And Daily Mail is reporting that David Copperfield is refusing to accept responsibility for injuries that happened to Mr. Cox, who's 58 years old. And the reason why Mr. Cox got injured is it was the Lucky 13 trick. Now, this Lucky 13 trick, I've been to his show, and I don't remember this being done, so this may be a newer trick, is where you throw 13 inflatable balls into the audience, and people catch it. They're randomly chosen as participants for the illusion. It's called, dubbed the, quote, runaround. They're then asked to come up on stage, on a race platform on stage, and sit in the chairs, whoever caught the ball. So they sit there, and you could tell they're people that aren't plants. These are people that were randomly in the audience because they're giggling, and they're looking all awkward, but they're looking all excited, and you see the glow in their eyes like, wow, I'm on stage. You know, so they you know, they're real audience people. But while they're sitting on the chairs, then Copperfield talks to the audience for a few minutes, and the curtain comes down to cover these participants. In the trick, Copperfield raises the curtain, and they're gone. All the participants are completely gone. They vanish. And then they show up in the back of the auditorium. Well, apparently what happens is the participants get very rushedly and hurriedly herded and escorted off the stage or off the platform. And then while the curtain is dropped and nobody can see this, they're ushered through these secret passageways, even outside the building, we're being told. So Copperfield is talking to the audience. Everybody thinks that their loved one or whatever is sitting there in the chair. And then he points to the back of the hall. After he lifts the curtain, everyone's like, oh my gosh, where are they? And you see all the participants in the back of the hall. So the court has heard how practiced stagehands with flashlights hurry these participants off the stage when the curtain comes down. Benedict Morelli, an attorney for Cox, had said in his opening statement that his client was told to stand up and come with me. He was never warned that he could be injured taking part in the trick. They were led through dark curtains, down unfamiliar passageways, he claims, around corners, outdoors, indoors, through an MGM Grand Resort kitchen, in time to re-enter the back of the theater for their, quote, reappearance during the show finale. Somehow, Cox fell 22 feet, dislocated his shoulder, before re-entering the theater from the outside. And his attorney contends that before the fall, the group of audience volunteers participating in the illusion were hustled through an alley coated with what he called construction dust. Apparently, attorneys said that parts of the MGM Grand were under renovation when the fall happened. So, Mr. Cox is a 6'4" chef. He is British. He even cooked for the Queen Mother. And so here he is visiting Vegas, and during this trick, he was injured. So during questioning, Copperfield, who, according to Forbes magazine, earned $61.5 million last year, has about an $850 million fortune. I know, and he's sexy, too. I think he bought a home near where I live, in the fancy area. And he told the court, it depends on what happened. If I did something wrong, it would be my fault. Your defense in this case is, if they participate and someone gets hurt, it's their fault, not yours. Is that accurate? That's what Morelli asked, yes or no. And Copperfield goes, it's not a simple yes or no answer. David Copperfield's real name is David Kotkin, and he has a very, very soft voice, and he has this, you know, very brooding demeanor, nice eyebrows, good eyes. He didn't know whether there was a powdery residue near the trash bin. He said he's passed through the same outdoor alley and he didn't notice any debris. So, you know, when you look at these illusions and a code of a magician is we don't talk about it. We don't tell you. But apparently a lot of the tricks are already out there. So remember when 1983 David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear completely? I guess the illumination, how that worked, was the statue was draped with a huge piece of fabric, they said, and covered by a big screen in front of the audience. Then the illumination of the Statue of Liberty was turned off except for spotlights. So the spotlights kind of temporarily blinded the audience, so when the monument was unveiled, people could not see it because of the spotlights, and then I guess it came into view. I'm not really exactly sure how that worked, but I guess it did. Then, on TV, you'll sometimes see a huge truck disappear. They say, well, with this, according to Bright Side Me, there's a special drape. Somebody drives the truck out. There's a, you know, quote-unquote audience that is not going to say anything. And I guess this is a trick you see on TV. I don't know if I believe that. But one thing that's always confused me is Floating Man, where you're on the sidewalk and you see somebody float in the middle of the street. They say it's a steel structure that is under his baggy clothes. So he basically is sitting, in a way, on top of the steel structure that you never see under his baggy clothes. They're always in baggy clothes. And they'll crisscross their legs so you don't see the bottom part. Hand through a glass. They say a magician needs specifically cut screens to move a hand through mirror glass. The black screen covers two mirror panels, and when the performance begins, the whole construction shifts the real mirror to the backside, removing two fake mirror panels forward. Now there's space to remove a hand, and then it shifts back. They say turning a dollar bill into $100 is very easy. The magician folds a $1 bill in a special way to hide it behind his fingers. Then he carefully substitutes it with $100 bills that no one sees. And then you just made a dollar bill and turned into $100. I always ask for the $100. Now, some people walk on water. They say it's a clear plastic platform that is invisible to the audience. The underwater chain escape. They say there's a hatch or linge that ends up being loose that I guess the magician is able to then, I guess, negotiate and manipulate. Very interesting. The signed card trick. They say a magician asks someone from the audience to put their signature on a random card that he tears into four pieces, magically restores the signed card in front of the audience. They say the secret is the illusionist has a folded card in his pocket, and he substitutes the signed card with it. The hidden card is torn, and the signed one is still perfectly safe. But I've seen this trick, and there's no sleeve, so I don't know. Sword swallowing. They say the illusionist positions his head up so his throat and stomach make a straight line and he will not be hurt by the sword. But they actually do swallow it. That's some crazy stuff. And then when you cut a man in half, they say a lot of times it's a plastic mannequin. Now, again, this is all over the internet, so I'm not revealing anything that you guys don't already know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.